You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. There's some big news that happened earlier today. Tan Sri Tony Fernandes, along with the leadership of Air Asia, has made good on their promise to change their name from Air Asia to Capital A. In fact, it will be known as Capital A Berhad effective immediately. There's a lot of information that is going around. We're trying to muddle through the fact and the fiction, the commentary versus the news, and trying to understand a little bit better about what it means when Air Asia changes its name. Why is it important for us to know this? It's because Air Asia, being a homegrown brand with regional presence, hiring over thousands of their staff, known as All Star, is going through a massive restructuring. One of them is, of course, trying to improve on their capital structure, raising funds, billions of ringgit, so to speak, and, of course, trying to attract new investors coming in. They are also pivoting their business away from aviation to all the other businesses, including that of rideshare as well as delivery. There's a lot to unpack here. So joining us over the phone, a quick phone call actually, is Mohsin Aziz, director of the Pangolin Aviation Recovery Fund. Mohsin is a good friend of Astro Awani and he is, of course, formerly of Maybank Investment. Mohsin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. I want to ask you your initial thoughts of Air Asia changing its name to Capital A. What do you make out of this?
Well, from a business perspective, we don't think too much about it, but I did read the announcement and I understand they just want to better align what the company aspires to be in the future. And they want to get out of this connotation that they are an airline only. Instead, they've been perpetuating that they are a super app company. They plan to do a whole lot of stuff. Now, by having the name Air Asia, people will still associate you to being an airline, not so much a super app. So by going through this, Capital A, I'm not sure what it represents for, is not far different than what Google have done in the past, where they kind of like split into Alphabet, the company, the sort of investment, and Google Ventures, where they go about doing a lot of stuff, you know, the kind of venture capital kind of stuff. Some would work, some wouldn't work. But I would imagine that's the same kind of thought that AirAsia is trying to portray itself to the public.
Yeah. Mohsin, I just want to ask you a little bit more because it sounds rather silly for me to ask you this, but I'll still ask it anyway. Does the name change going to improve their financial fortunes? Or is it more of trying to run away from a brand that has, outlived its shine? Is it more like Facebook rebranding into Meta? Or do you feel that there's something substantial going on here that I'm missing, actually?
Well, if name change can help with your revenue and profit, all companies will be changing their name every single time. Now, I think it's more of a branding awareness, making the public aware, making their business and suppliers aware. It's exactly like what you just mentioned, a good example, Facebook and Beta, and earlier on Google and Alphabet, and there are many other examples as well. I just can't think of all of them right now. So it's I wouldn't say cosmetic, you know, it goes deeper than that. It's trying to convince their own employees, their staff, that they need to have a different mindset, that we are no longer an airline only. So it goes deep, multifaceted, I would say.
Mohsin, I want to ask you another question, which is rather pertinent. Being an analyst in the aviation sector, you would be familiar with not just the airlines, but the businesses surrounding the business. Do you feel that Air Asia is taking concrete measures to actually address these kind of shortfall when it comes to financial revenue, improving their capital structure? I hearken back to November, where they had 1 billion ringgit rights issue. And of course, in December last year, they had a share placement of 330 million ringgit, raising capital by billions of ringgit. Do you feel that these elements would actually help in them toughening their firepower, I suppose, to grow and branch out into new businesses, or this is more of trying to cover up the existing financial burdens or liabilities that they're going through? Where do you feel when it comes to taking concrete measures in terms of arming themselves with stronger and cheaper capital?
Well, those things give them a lifeline. It gives them additional capital for them to sustain themselves, for them to re-establish themselves. So it's more of a lifeline, but it's not a lifesaver. The only person, the only organization that can save the industry as a whole is the government, because right now there's too many travel restrictions. Even though people can travel, but the restriction is just too high. The cost of compliance, the cost of testing, PCR, all these things are not good, not conducive for air travel. So the one that can save the aviation industry and Air Asia as a whole is the government.
Right. Motion, again, I just want to take a look into the next few months or even weeks. What would be some of the next steps for them?
Well, they're supposed to release the results. We're not expecting any groundbreaking number. We do believe that they will record a higher revenue because the passenger numbers have grown thanks to the intra-peninsular Malaysia and Sabah Sarawak travel. But there won't be enough for them to be in the profit zone because all prices are high, and as a percentage of their capacity, right, it's still very, very low relative to what they were flying in 2019 and what they're flying now is a puny number. So we'll see good revenue growth on a year-to-year perspective, but the losses will still be big. And quite frankly, people are more concerned about the future, how it's going to save costs, and all these new business ventures, what their future potentials are, because it's not all that clear to most people right now. So that's what people are going to be more focused on. That results expected. Future, that's what people want to know.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Motion. That was Motion Aziz, the director of the Pangolin Aviation Recovery Fund, also an aviation analyst previously with Maybank Investment Bank. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about the issues surrounding banning cigarettes or the sale of nicotine products to those born above 2005. We'll be right back after these messages.